This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Local media outlets here in the Cincinnati area are coming together for what is being characterized as a historic joint broadcast. The title of the program is Tri-State Strong, Getting to Zero. It airs on Thursday, December 10. From 7 to 8 p.m., WVXU and Cincinnati Public Radio are part of this. Our Marianne Zalesnik is taking part in it. So let's talk about what Tri-State Strong Getting to Zero is. Joining me now is the Regional COVID Communications Center Executive Director and the CEO and Chief Strategist of Right Now Communications, Regina Carswell Russo. Regina, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's so good to hear from you. Glad you could be with us. I know you're very busy. I know a lot of our listeners remember you from when you were anchoring the newscast at WXIX, and now you're busy in the public relations realm and also with this regional COVID communications center. What is Tri-State Strong Getting to Zero? Tell us what the zero is in that.
Well, you know, in this whole odyssey of this COVID pandemic, we've been hit with a lot of numbers. People are looking at positivity cases, they're looking at hospitalizations, and sometimes we can get overwhelmed and confused with the daily numbers. And so we simplified it. You know when the department comes out, the health department comes out, and they're like, we're over 5% in positivity cases, or in this case, we're, you know, above 12. I think we're at 16 in Hamilton County. And some people just don't know what those numbers mean. So we're making it simple. We're trying to get to zero. We're trying to drive the numbers down to zero hospitalizations, zero positivity cases, zero business closures, zero schools that are closed, zero deaths. You know, we know the lower that number goes of positivity cases or percentages, then we get out of purple, red, orange, yellow, and we get to green. What you just need to know is as close to the number zero we get, the easier it is for us to live our lives until we're at a place where we're free from this virus.
It seems like such a daunting task after what we've been through this year, but hopefully this message will resonate with folks. You've got a lot of local media organizations. As I said, Cincinnati Public Radio is proud to be a part of this. You have the TV stations, WCPO, WKRC, our neighbors downstairs, WCET, the Inquirer is participating. Some of our friends up and down the radio dial from Radio 1, for example. We got the Wiz and the Buzz. They're all taking part of this as well. So what will this program look like on Thursday?
It's really exciting. We're happy that, first of all, that VXU and Cincinnati Public Radio is partnering with us with this. And so thank you very, very much.
We're glad to do it.
But Bright Light Visual Communications helped us to produce this piece and was supported generously with Procter & Gamble. And this is interesting, and you know this very well, Michael, from working in TV, in that people can tune out if they get too much bad news, right? Don't bring me no more bad news, right? And that's kind of where we're getting in COVID fatigue. So I really felt that if you brought real voices and real talk from people that we know, that we love, that we trust, and I'm not talking about talking points. I'm talking about give me the real. What have you been through? What have we been through in the last 9 months? What have you learned? What do you think we should do to get through the next couple of months? It's like almost sitting down and having coffee with somebody that you know and you're just having real talk. That's what we're going to have. We're going to hear from people who are on the front lines, the nurses. You're going to hear from Mike and Mark LaRosa, and you'll even see Buddy LaRosa. We even have Mike McConnell in this, and you know, Reverend Damon Lynch III, and we have Monica Posey from Cincinnati State. And they all are stripped of pretense. And they're stripping judgment away, and they're just meeting people where they're at, and we're just having conversations about what this has meant to them and what they've lost and what they want and how we all, and this is the key, how we all collectively together can get there. Because I'm telling you, and you've seen it yourself, there is nothing that this region cannot do when we do it together. We can absolutely do it together, and it takes very little to do some safety protocols, to do some prevention strategies, that every little bit helps to drive that number down.
We're talking with Regina Carswell Russo, Executive Director of the Regional COVID Communication Center and the CEO and Chief Strategist at Right Now Communications. We're talking about Tri-State Strong Getting to Zero, an hour-long program brought to you by multiple local media outlets, including Cincinnati Public Radio. It's Thursday, December 10 from 7 to 8 o'clock. In some of the promotional materials that were sent to us, Regina, it says this program includes no politics and no hype. That yeah. had to be a challenge because this is something that has been so highly politicized, this COVID pandemic, especially as we enter another wave of semi-lockdowns or lockdowns, depending on whom you speak to. How are you able to put this program together, eliminating that?
I will tell you, I think that's why we got such great support from all of our partners, our collaborators, and people who just said, yes, I'll be a part of it, because it has been heavy. And I just felt very strongly that those are the things that are turning people away. And we have to bring out those universal truths that people can connect with. People can connect with loss. People can connect with not being able to do things and deprivation and missing things and speaking in this tone that we can all relate to. And so for that, it was easy. They're like, fine, I definitely will speak to that from my heart. But I will have to tell you, I did have to kind of push back sometimes when we were putting it together, because I wanted to make sure this is also part of the Regional COVID Communications Center's mission, bringing authentic voices to the table to lift up this type of messaging that motivates the region to row in one direction and do the things we know we must do and we can do to live, work, and play safely through this waves of the pandemic. It's a fresh new approach. And I think people are ready to have a conversation, a real conversation, because we're still in the middle of it. And if we are really too heavy-handed and people can see through pretense, then we're not going to get through the long, hard part. And that is really why we're like taking a step back to just have a real conversation. We have to get through the winter months. We don't have the outside. We don't have the opportunity to be distanced in these fresh, beautiful ways. So it's going to be difficult. So how are we going to get through it? And when we see people that we know and love and trust that are going through the exact same thing that we're going through, but they tell us we can do it and they show us and give us examples, then I feel that we'll be successful.
I was checking out the website for the Regional COVID Communication Center. A lot of useful information on there related to numbers spread out across the counties in the Cincinnati metro area. But I think for our listeners' sake, I should ask, what is the Regional COVID Communication Center, which you're part of the leadership of?
Mm-hmm. This was created in the summer. It's a partnership, an innovative partnership between the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber and the Health Collaborative. And it was designed to help with this restart program and initiative with the chamber, right? We all know, let's just be honest here. We want our businesses to stay open. We want our schools to stay open. We want to be able to live our lives. And there's a ability to do that even through a pandemic, but you have to adjust and modify behaviors. And so the RC3 was designed to help elevate data-informed messaging that was culturally competent and equitable, which means that we are reaching the churches, we are reaching diverse communities, we are reaching children, we're reaching the college students, we're reaching everybody and meeting them where they are with the level of understanding of this virus and the pandemic, and giving them the tools and the steps forward to adopt these modifications so they can actually integrate them into their lifestyle, right? This is like we can look at this as new healthy habits, right? I'm wearing a mask, I'm washing my hands more, and I'm keeping distance, especially if someone's coughing all, you know, coughing all over the place, right?
Exactly.
And so we were designed to do that, to help spread that messaging in a cohesive way across the region. And the first thing that we did when we launched was help support and lift up the Masks On campaign that was created by P&G.
Tri-State Strong, Getting to Zero, is Thursday, December 10 from 7 to 8 o'clock. A lot of local media personalities part of this program, a lot of media organizations part of this program. It will stream at WVXU.org in addition to airing on local television and on local radio. We've been talking with Regina Carswell-Russo, the executive director of RC3, the Regional COVID Communication Center. She's also the CEO and chief strategist of Right Now Communication, a former news anchor at Channel 19, and I was her producer on Saturday nights back in the day. We had a lot of fun together back then, didn't we, Regina?
Let me tell you, not only did we have a lot of fun, we were a winning combination because I had the highest ratings when you were producing the show.
Unstoppable.
So it was all you.
Unstoppable force. It's so great to hear from you, Regina. Thanks for taking some time with us today and good luck with the program.
Thank you so much. And I hope everyone watches and they go to our website, healthcollab.org/RC3, to get more information.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.